You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Another edition of Restore the Floor. This is Stoney along with the one, the only, Evan Jenkins. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Did you know that there's actually an Evan Jenkins in Ohio with the same spelling and everything? I found it out via the bank.
No relation?
None at all. Isn't
wow.
that crazy?
Yeah, that is
so
crazy.
So I'm not the one and only.
You're not. You know what? We should do that at the opening. No. By the way, before we can start going to the Pistons, since it is Thanksgiving, would it be fair to say if there was a turkey of the year in the NBA, would it be Kyrie Irving? Or is there somebody else that I'm missing?
I mean, Jaylen Brown tried to take the cake by doubling down on everything that
yes.
that Kyrie does.
Well, you could say Miles Bridges, too. But
no, he's the winner.
Yeah.
Because he cost himself the entire year
yes,
and maybe his career.
Yes, probably. All right. Tuesday night, the Pistons did something that they haven't done all season. They won a road game, like the Lions did 2 weeks ago. They win a road game. They get their fourth win of the year. Congratulations. And look, what's weird about this game was, obviously, Cade's out and Isaiah Stewart is out. But now Sadiq Bey is hurt. They send him home. And the bench basically scoring, not basically, they did. They scored 53 points. Knox, I mean, Kenny Knox, probably his best game in years. 17 points for Kenny Knox. Pretty impressive. Alec Burks, 21 points. Like I said, the bench, everybody was a plus player. The starters, conversely, in a weird opposite of 20, 28, 38, they were minus 44.
Yeah, they're all minus.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. I don't know how Isaiah Livers gets in that starting lineup.
I know.
But, I mean, he played 24 minutes. He scored 5 points.
Only took three shots. So
three blocks. I mean, listen, I digress. But first off, he can't play a four, let alone defend a four.
No.
So maybe that's still going to change. But, I mean, they're reluctant to bring Duren to start, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
and he played really good again.
I thought you know, Bagley played pretty
Bagley
well.
Bagley did. Seven or eight from the field. He had,
rebounds number kind of worry me a little bit.
I know, but 14 points. Bogdanovich again, 22 points. Jaden Ivey had a poor game, I mean, statistically. You know, 3 for 11 from the shooting, and you know, he still had 5 points. Killian did have 9 assists, but his shot was off, 1 for 5 from three. They still did not shoot well from the three. 28%. But over 50% from the field, which is good. And they made 12 of their 14 free throws. I give them tons of credit. Now, when they were up like 12 with like 6.5 minutes left, and they almost blew the game, which has been the biggest problem of this team. When they are in games, they can't find a way to finish. Give them credit. They were able to hold off a full Denver team.
Yeah.
Jokic played.
And he only scored 31 with 10 assists, 9 rebounds.
Yes.
I mean, the dude is unreal. Like, he was averaging, 20 on the year or something along those lines. And he's a back-to-back MVP. He's as legit as they get. And you look at the stat sheet, you're like, well, they didn't do much against him. But they did. And to your point, all of their starters were plus 21, plus 16, plus 13,
yes.
plus 13, plus 11. It's their bench that killed them.
Killed them.
They were all negative. Negative 23, 19, 15, 12, 8, and 7. And, hey, if that's what the Pistons got to do to get wins is play the bench, then so be it.
Yes.
But that's not a good sign for the future.
No, not at all. But, look, this is a makeshift, you know, team with all the injuries. But you
it
know,
is.
That
do
happens.
We know what happened to Bay?
I read it somewhere. But they did. They sent him home because originally he didn't play the night the previous game, so they decided to just send him home.
Yeah, they said he's gonna miss the next sprained right ankle.
Okay. So the Pistons right now are 4-15. Wednesday night they take on probably the biggest surprise in the NBA, the Utah Jazz, because of all the moves that Danny Ainge made, including trading Bogdanovich here for Sabin Lee and Kelly Olynyk. Everybody thought Danny Ainge was tanking the season, and rightfully so. But out of nowhere, the Pistons will have to face probably a all-star, probably maybe the most improved player in the league, and that's Lauri Markkanen, who at age, what, I think he's 25, suddenly has become an unbelievable player with 22 points a game.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the skill set. He's tall. He's, what, 6'11", 6'10", something like that. He's got a big body. He can put it on the floor. He can take it to the rack. He can shoot. He can do all the intangibles that you want out of your big nowadays.
Yeah.
Now, did I ever expect him to score 22 a game?
No.
Not at all.
No.
But, I mean, first off, hearing Danny Ainge associated with any team other than the Celtics right now is kind of crazy to me.
Yes.
And but he's done well. I mean, then you look at like somebody like Mike Conley Jr., who he's out. You know, he's not going to play tonight, mm-hmm. but that's a vet that you could look at that can lead your team, right? I mean, he's not what he used to be.
No.
He's averaging 10 a game or whatever, but I like him. I mean, but then how are their rookies playing? Not much.
Well, Kessler plays, what, 14 and a half minutes a game, averages, you know, 5 points and 5 rebounds.
My man from Kansas, forgive me, I'll never pronounce his name right, the Ajabi.
Yeah. Well, he's only played 6 games.
Yeah, he's so played not at all. But you look at this roster.
I can't believe Rudy Gay's still in the league.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember when he lost his eye in that basketball game while he was in college.
Yeah.
But you know, you got Colin Sexton there.
And, yes. I mean, good player.
I mean, he's not playing for them right now.
Right. That was, you know, Colin Sexton was one of the guys that got in the Donovan Mitchell trade, which was another sign that this team was tanking. And, you know, Will Hardy, their coach, everybody's talking about the coach of the year because they are 12-7. They've leveled off a little bit.
And they're first place right
now.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
exactly
all you can ask for, right?
And, yeah, you know, Malik Beasley's playing really well.
You got Jordan Clarkson there. He's a solid NBA player.
And Kelly Olynyk is doing what I thought he would do for the Pistons, only he's doing it even better because I really liked him when he played for the Celtics, among other teams. He's averaging just over 12.5 points a game. He's played in every game, and he gets, you know, 4.5 rebounds. He's a decent outside shooter, leads the team in steals. So,
well, when you say decent outside shooter, he's shooting 50% from three right
yeah.
now. That's pretty damn good.
That's really good. That's what I thought he was going to be with the Pistons.
Speaking of threes, do you know who holds the current all-time shooting percentage record for the NBA in three-point shots?
No.
It's not Steph Curry. It's Seth Curry.
Wow.
At like 43% or something like that. Because I was watching your boys play against Brooklyn.
Right. Well, it's funny. You mentioned
Philly kind of went whack, huh? Like, yeah, well, that's the best they could do?
Well, you mentioned, you know, that game, and to digress for a second, and it actually ties in with the Pistons with their injuries. Philly playing Brooklyn, the return of Ben Simmons, and he was pretty good before the game and had a good attitude.
I thought he was great.
He played pretty well, especially in the first half.
Yeah, like 11-11-7.
Yeah, and look, they booed him. He thought the boos would be louder, and that was cool. But a friend of mine said, I'm betting Philly on the money line. I said, money line. I said, they don't have Embiid's not playing. Harden's hurt. And now Maxey's, you know, has a major foot injury. I mean, their number one option is Tobias Harris right now. You're going to bet on them? And he said, well, it was like, you know, the odds are really good. And they won the game outright, kind of like what the Pistons did against Denver. Only Philly was home.
Yeah. I mean, Kyrie showed up a little bit. Durant showed up a little bit. But it was just a weird game. I mean, the NBA is kind of a weird game now. But, yeah, their starting lineup was P.J. Tucker. How about this stat line?
Oh, he's been horrible.
He played 37 minutes. He scored 0 points. He went 0-6.
They got
him
for his toughness for the playoffs because they were, you know, accused of being really soft.
But then you got Montrezl Harrell, who's, I don't know what his deal is with Giannis and everything. That's a weird deal.
Oh, my God.
Shake Milton. Don't they call him Shake still?
Yeah.
Milton or Melton? They got a Milton and a Melton.
Right. D'Anthony, I think it's D'Anthony Melton.
Yeah.
They got from Memphis as a free agent. He's pretty good.
They're just piecing together right
yes,
now.
Yes. They're just thankful they still have enough walking bodies on that team.
Crazy.
In fact, they just signed Saben Lee.
Did they? I swear I saw Saben Lee walking in with Dwayne Casey to that game last night, but I must have been mistaken because it looked just like him. I'm telling you.
It might be. So Pistons, Utah on Wednesday, and it's back-to-back, which every team goes through, but it's back-to-back altitude games.
Right? I mean
that's going to, you know, I don't expect the Pistons to win back-to-back on the road, but I said before the road trip, I'd be really okay if they won two out of the six.
Yeah.
So they got one. They got Utah coming up is the next game, and then Friday they take on the Phoenix Suns.